In the back alleys of Chicago and its metro area, the garbage is starting to pile up. A trash hauler strike is in its second day. Some 3,300 workers and their trucks are not making the rounds, and some landfills and transfer stations are closed. The Chicagoland Refuse Haulers Association, which represents 16 of the area's largest trash companies, is deadlocked with union workers over wages. Ken Raskin is the owner of Manny's Restaurant in Chicago's South Loop. He's one of thousands who are trying to figure out how to deal with their garbage during the strike, and he's starting to worry.
This is our fourth day, but we're actually not overflowing yet. Tomorrow's garbage would put us over the top. It's getting a little scary. A lot of extra work right now to keep it from overflowing, though.
So you have how many dumpsters in back of the restaurant?
We have three, and I'm borrowing one of our tenants, who has about a half a dumpster that we could use.
And it's almost full to capacity, all four of those. If this strike goes on for a long period of time, what's your contingency plan?
We're actually renting a truck to store the garbage in the parking lot. We don't have a big enclosed area for the dumpsters, so I'm just going to get a truck that, and we're double bagging with contractors type of trash liners, which are very heavy and waterproof, and some real wet stuff we're going to be putting in 5-gallon pails, which are a byproduct of buying pickles. So they're finally coming in handy. And that's about it. Hopefully it'll clear up in a few days.
Anything you're doing there in the kitchen or the prep area to try to reduce the amount of garbage that you generate?
Oh, yeah. We're keeping all the dry corrugated stacked flat, and that's inside the building because that really doesn't pose any problems as long as it stays dry. Everything that's recyclable, we're washing out and flattening. You know, the cans, we're taking the bottoms off and flattening them out, and all the milk containers and plastic containers we're flattening out. And that we're storing inside at the moment. And then really that's reduced the waste to where we're fitting 4 days' worth of garbage in what normally holds one day. That has made quite a difference.
Is this something you might continue? Sort of.
Yeah, maybe I'll go to 3-day-a-week pick-up instead of 6. You never know.
How much trash do you generate each day? You serve a lot of food there.
Yeah, generally 2 1-yard containers, and the third one we fill up with corrugated cardboard every day. So we generally fill those 3 boxes up.
Well, I've been to your restaurant. I know that in the lunch hour that people are often lined up 20 deep outside the door. Is the odor a problem now?
No, not at all. It's been cool. There's no odors coming from the dumpsters yet. And luckily our dumpsters are in the rear, you know, in the parking lot behind the building. So you wouldn't smell it standing outside.
And it's raining today. Will this complicate matters?
Not really. As long as I keep the cardboard, you know, where it's dry, it's not a problem.
You know, it's the timing is not great here. You've got a lot of people heading to Chicago with the Cubs in the playoffs. This is a time for Chicago to show off its the city at its best.
Yeah, well, so far they've been doing a pretty good job. I would imagine that the city might get involved in cleaning up Wrigleyville, so it does not become a problem.
Let's say that they settled this today. If everything lined up and they were able to reach some sort of agreement today, when would you expect to see a garbage truck at your establishment?
From what I understand, we probably wouldn't get a garbage pickup until Tuesday because most garbage, commercial garbage, is taken to a transfer station where it's sorted and then hauled off to, you know, different types of dumps. And from what I understand, those transfer stations are full to the top right now.
So you've got 3 more days of headaches.
Yep. Yep, that's why we're going for the truck.
Ken, thanks for talking to us.
Okay, my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
That's Ken Raskin of Manny's Restaurant in Chicago, where the garbage haulers are on strike.